You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Well, hello there, my fellow membership geeks. I'm your host, Mike Morrison. Welcome to the Membership Geeks Podcast, the number one place to be for proven practical advice, tactics, insights, and guidance on growing a successful membership business. How the devil are you? I hope you're well. I hope everything's going great in your world and you are ready for another little dose of membership advice. If it's your first time listening, welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you found us. Be sure to hit the subscribe or follow button in your podcast app to ensure that you do not miss a single episode, because, you know, it's pretty good, you know. We're the number one podcast for membership owners for a very good reason. And not only do we keep bringing you the wisdom, the insight that you need, but we've also got a massive archive of fantastic episodes that I'd encourage you to dive into. There is gold in those archives. And unlike a lot of podcasts, all of our episodes are evergreen. We don't jump on short-term trends, and so nothing that we talk about really goes out of date. The stuff we talked about on some of our first episodes back in 2015, 9 years ago, is still relevant and is still key in today's membership world. So binge away, my friends, binge away. And those of you who've been listening for a while, you know what I'm talking about. You've done your binge, you've served your time, and you're still here. And I'm so, so thankful for that. If you do have a moment and you have enjoyed the show, and it does help your membership and it does bring you value, I'd be so grateful if you would take a few seconds to leave a nice, positive review. 5 shiny stars, please, because I do like my shiny stars. Not only does that let me know I'm doing my job right and helping you, but also helps me to reach more people, to grow that reach, to grow that audience, and make more of a difference to people with their memberships, which is what it's all about for me at the end of the day. All right, talking about helping people inside memberships, today I want to talk about how to cater to multiple segments in your membership. Now, this is something that can be a game changer when it comes to your member experience. Rather than trying to make your membership all things to all people, if you can zero in on 3 to 5 core segments within your member base, identify their differing needs, their differing interests, what content will better help the people at those different stages in those different segments to get to where they want to go quicker, faster, easier, more efficiently, more effectively. If you can do that, not only are you going to increase the chances that people will engage with your membership, you'll increase the chances that they get results, which increases the chance that they'll stick around, that they'll recommend you, that they'll sing your praises, that they'll give you testimonials, become case studies, and that they'll ultimately progress and achieve what they've joined to achieve, which is what your membership exists for in the first place, right? But the mistake that people make, although I wouldn't even say it's a mistake, I think it's not necessarily a mistake to not have that kind of tailoring of your member experience to different segments in the early stages of your membership, because you might not yet really have nailed down what those segments look like, how they might behave, and how best to serve them. But having segmentation as part of your strategy will absolutely take things to the next level in providing a more personalized, more tailored member experience where people will feel that your membership and what you have is a better fit, but also where you can help people cut through all the noise and get to the stuff that is relevant to where they are, what they want to do, what their interests are, and so on. So it all starts with identifying your key segments. What are your actual segments? And there's 3 approaches that we'll typically recommend for your segments, depending on the type of membership you run and the nature of your topic. The first is a segment according to outcome. So this is where your membership helps people achieve a specific outcome, offers them a learning process or the tools they need to reach a particular end goal. So everybody is on a significant journey. But that journey can be divided into key milestones, A to B to C to D to E, and so on. And every stage of that journey will require them to learn new things. You don't necessarily want to be teaching people the things they need at stage four when they're still at stage one, because at stage one, you want to teach them how to get from stage one to stage two. And then when they reach stage two, you teach them how to get from stage two to stage three. It's kind of like when you're climbing a mountain, right? If you're climbing Mount Everest, they don't load you up with everything you need at the foot of the mountain. They'll load you up with what you need to get to the first milestone. When you reach there, they load you up with what you need to get to the next milestone. Otherwise, you're going to be too over-encumbered, or in your member's case, overwhelmed as you set around on the journey, and you're going to fall at the first hurdle. So if yours is a topic in a membership that is centered around a longer journey to a very specific endpoint, you can break that down into key stages, key milestones, and those become your segments. So with Membership Academy, core stages are planning a membership, building a membership, launching it, and growing it. Different needs, different profiles, different priorities at each stage. And so that journey can be divided up, and you can tailor the experience, tailor the recommended content that you direct people to, tailor the sections of the website they should go to, and all that sort of stuff. And that just helps the experience feel more personalized and more specific, because you're meeting people where they are. So that's your first type of segmentation. Depending on your topic, look at whether yours is one where you would segment based on outcome. The other option for doing it is segmenting based on competency. So this is typically based on difficulty or experience level, and it tends to apply to more skill or mastery based memberships, like music memberships, for example. You don't reach the end point of mastering the drums. You don't complete guitar playing. It's a continuous pursuit of mastery. However, you do certainly have different competency levels. So it might be beginner, intermediate, and advanced, where it's based on difficulty. For, you know, memberships that are based on experience, it might be amateur, professional, veteran. Your competency segment could be based on qualification. So, you know, traditional academic qualifications like college, PhD, postgrad, master's, what have you, or industry-specific qualifications could form your segments. Or maybe it's based on team role, or, you know, job role, intern, operator, manager, senior manager, and so on. So competency-based memberships, again, are more mastery-based rather than outcome-driven. Typically difficult your experience level, where again, people are going to need different things at different stages. You don't want your advanced guitar players to have to wade through mountains of beginner level instruction in order to get to the stuff that's right for them. Similarly, you don't want your PhD qualified students in your academic membership having to wade through, you know, the undergrad content that you have. So look at whether yours is a topic where you might segment based on competency. The third type of segmentation is segmenting based on topic or interest. So these are where you take a broad topic. So if you have a membership that's quite broad, so a membership about marketing, or a membership about social media, or a membership about weight loss. Again, these are very broad umbrella topics that encompass so many very distinct standalone subtopics. And these memberships are usually very multifaceted, and where you're more likely to get people coming in who totally want to focus on just one of those subtopics. Either only ever want to focus on one of those subtopics, or someone joining a social media marketing membership who just wants to focus on Instagram marketing. Or perhaps it's something where they want to focus on one core subtopic at a time and then kind of pull the pieces of the puzzle together. So as an example, a marketing membership might have subtopics that include email marketing, paid advertising, social media. A social media marketing membership might have subtopics that include Facebook marketing, Instagram marketing, TikTok marketing. A weight loss membership might have exercise, diet, mindset. Again, very distinct subtopics that can form your segments. A piano membership could have a segment for reading music, for chords, music theory, composition. Now, whether you're segmenting based on outcome, competency, or topic, we typically recommend no more than 3 to 5 key segments for the sake of avoiding overcomplicating with things. If you find yourself with more, look at whether you can go a little broader in your segmentation. So, once you've identified the type of segmentation that you need and you've broken down what those segments actually are, think about the characteristics of people at each stage. What does someone in that segment look like? What have they accomplished up to this point? What have they had to do to get to this point? And if it's outcome-based or competency-based, what do they need to do to get to the next level? These bookends, in terms of what your member needs are, can really, really help you to refine things like content recommendations, things like the navigation of your membership and whether you direct people to certain places or to things in a certain order. So identify your key segments, the type of segmentation you use, what the segments are and what those characteristics are. The next stage to catering to those segments is to incorporate them into your content strategy. So we advocate for having 4 content streams for your ongoing content. So these are 4 different types of distinct content, distinct deliverables, the stuff that your members get every single month in order to justify them continuing to pay you. They're getting that ongoing value. And if you want people to pay you on an ongoing basis, you need to deliver value on an ongoing basis. So let's say in your membership, you've got 4 content streams. And one of those is a monthly workshop. So it's a training workshop that is pre-recorded that you release every single month. You also hold a live Q&A call, a live event where people can come on and just interact with you and ask questions. So that's your second content stream, and that's once a month. Also every month you release a template, so a copy and paste template for, I don't know, emails or legal templates or graphic design templates, something people can just plug and play and use that'll save them time. And they get a new template every month. And also on a monthly basis, you release a perk or a discount that you've negotiated with a supplier or a producer of a product or service that your members will use and benefit from. So those are 4 distinct types of content that members are getting every month as they stay subscribed. So you've got 4 content streams, and let's say you release 1 item per week across the month. So every week, there's something new within your membership. 4 deliverables delivered over 4 weeks, and let's say you have 4 segments. Segment 1, segment 2, segment 3, segment 4. Again, that might be stage 1, 2, 3, and 4. It might be beginner, intermediate, advanced, expert. It might be topic-based, whatever your segments are. Let's stay with 4 because it's easier to illustrate here, but you can adjust and you can adapt this approach. So week 1, within the month, you will release your training workshop. Week 2, you'll hold your live Q&A. Week 3, you add a new template to the library. Week 4, you add a new perk or a discount to your discount section. But rather than just releasing these randomly, or releasing them too broadly, where you're not necessarily catering to any particular needs, what you can do is target each of these content deliverables to a different segment within that month. So the workshop you release in week 1 can be something that is specifically for people who are in segment 1. The live Q&A that you host in week 2 can be one that you encourage only people in segment 2 to attend. The template in week 3 is for something that is going to appeal to people in segment 3. And the perk or the discount that goes into your library is one that's for something that will be most used by people in segment 4. So within that month, there is something for each of those segments. And of course, because you have your archive, because they all go into a library that anyone can access historical material from, then if someone in segment 1 want more than that workshop that they got that month, they've still got all the access to the archives as well. So that's not the only value your membership offers. It's just what's new for that person every month. So every single month, all 4 of your segments are being catered to. But you don't want a situation where every workshop you release is only for people in segment one because they're going to want the other stuff at some point too. You don't want a situation where every Q&A is only for people in segment two. So you cycle through the matchup between the content stream, the content type, and the segment that that content is for. So now in month two, your workshop is for people in segment two, your Q&A is for people in segment three, your template's for people in segment four, and your perk or discount is for people in segment one. The next month, you hold a workshop for people in segment three, the Q&A is for people in segment four, the template is for people in segment one, the discount is for people in segment two, and so on and so on and so on. So you're cycling week to week through the different types of content, but you're also cycling through the segment that that content appeals to. So not only is everyone getting new value and something of use to them every single month, but we are maintaining a balance of who is being served by the content you release and a variety in what those people get. Now, this isn't something that will work for everyone. If you're only adding two new things to your membership every month and you've got five segments, then you'll need to adapt this approach accordingly. Similarly, if you've only got three segments, but you're releasing, you know, five new things a week, you're going to have to adapt this accordingly. But the concept remains the same, accounting for the segments in your content strategy and in what you give to your members to ensure that everybody is being catered to, regardless of what stage they're at, what competency level they're at, what topics they're interested in. Now, obviously key to this is identifying the segment somebody is in. And this is where having a strong new member questionnaire comes into play. When someone joins your membership, you should be asking them a few questions. You want to know why they joined, how they found you. But more importantly, you want to know what their segment is. Now, don't just outright say, what's your segment? Because that's not language they'll likely be familiar with. But you can ask them questions that will help you to identify. You can ask them, what stage of your journey are you at? Or what best describes your current situation? And then provide them with statements in a little drop-down menu that actually map to the segments that you have. Would you describe yourself as beginner, intermediate, advanced? Simple. You could go further and do assessments to better gauge someone's competency if it's a competency segmented membership, but at a very basic level, just outright ask them, which of these buckets do you fit into? If you're using WordPress, and then you can use a plugin called Gravity Forms. There's other form-based plugins that will enable you to add a questionnaire to your first page people see when they join. And through that, you can have, for most email marketing services, an integration. So you can have your form talk to your email service. So when someone selects the segment they're in, it'll add a little tag to them. So you have that information for each individual member who joins. You have that information in your records for what segment they are at. And that information can be used to then tailor the content those people get. You can go further. You can use a plugin, great plugin called WP Fusion, where you can add these tags and that information can then also be used on your website itself. It's not just in your email service. I'll talk about that a little bit too. Again, a form plugin like Gravity Forms in particular, one of the cool features that it has is it enables you to take people off to different pages based on the answers they give in your form. So if you've got five segments, you could create five different pages, one page for each segment. And on that page, that can list the specific content you would recommend somebody start with if they are in that segment. You then set up your questionnaire, your Gravity Form, so that if someone selects, I'm in segment one, I'm a beginner, I'm at stage one, when they hit submit, the information gets collected and then they get redirected to the start page for segment one. If they select segment four, they get redirected to the start page for segment four. And it's simple. Even just that, if that's all that you did, giving people the starting point, the first steps that are tailored to the segment they've identified themselves as being in, that is going to make such a big difference. It gets people off to the right start, gives them the direction. It tells them early on that you've actually put some thought into how to meet them where they are, how to help them cut through the noise and get to the thing that they most need in order to address where they're at, where they want to be, and what their competency level is, or their interest is, or their place in the journey is. So that kind of redirection, having those, that starting page that you can send people to based on answers to a new member questionnaire, is going to really, really transform that initial onboarding experience for your new members. Being able to give tailored recommendations will be a game changer. And you can follow up on this if you're using a plugin like WP Fusion. Again, this will be if you're using WordPress for your membership. With WP Fusion, not only can you retrieve or can you have the tags that each of your members are assigned connected to your email marketing service, not only can you find out what they are, but you can then use those tags that have been added when they go through the new member questionnaire to control certain things on your website. So you can show people conditional content. So when someone views your dashboard, you can use WP Fusion and you can combine that with kind of the block builders. When you build the page building tools like Elementor or even just WordPress's built-in block editor, you can use that so that you can create a section of that page that will only be visible if somebody has selected segment one. So this could just be a whole list of again, content recommendations. It might be an image that links off to the signature piece of content you have for that section or to a particular section of your community or whatever. And you can have it conditional on the tag that that member has. So if you set up your pages so that different areas, different content is tailored according to the segment someone's chosen, then again, that's going to make sure that all the fluff, all the other distractions are cut through and people only see what is relevant to where they are at that specific point in time. Now, this is something you're going to want to check in on with people throughout their member journey. You're going to want to give people the ability to change their segment. There's various ways you can do this on a technical level. Some are easy, some are a little more complex, but it's all doable and you can just send people to a little questionnaire page again if you wanted to and just have them pick from the list again and that will refresh their tag, which will then be used for your conditional content. And you know, those tags, again, if you're using something like WP Fusion, you can even use it to change the main navigation that you have on your website so that people who are in segment one, the main menu they see across the top highlights or gives priority to sections of your website that are for those people, right? People who are in segment five, they'll see a different navigation menu. It might just be a slight difference. It might be that the only difference is a link to that starter page so they can go back to that recommendation list. And you can have it so that depending on the tag they have, that will change the link that is shown in their actual navigation menu. All of this, it's fine-tuning, it's refining, it's just tweaking and tinkering and tailoring the member experience to be more aligned to somebody's segment, and that can make the world of difference. And of course, if you've got a tag and that information on someone's segment within your email marketing system, then that means you can send different emails to people according to the segment they're in. So you're not bombarding people who are at a beginner level with all these emails that are talking about advanced content, advanced concepts that they're not ready for yet. And similarly, people who are really advanced, you're not inviting them along to, you know, live calls or Q&As that aren't suited to them. And again, if you're releasing different content for different segments at different points, having those tags, having that way of only sending out emails promoting this month's Q&A to the people in segment two, because that's who the Q&A is for this month. And that's just going to cut through the noise, cut through the overwhelm, and ensure that your member experience is more personalized and more tailored to the different segments in your membership. So that's a lot. I know we got a little dense at the end in terms of talking about the mechanics of how this can work, but hopefully that gives you a better idea of the fact that you can have this dynamic, more tailored website and member experience that is suited and fitted to the different needs of people within your membership, rather than having to think, okay, how do I design my member dashboard so that it's useful for absolutely everyone? How do I schedule in email communications that aren't going to, you know, alienate certain parts of my member base? So it's not going to be too many emails because I've got no way of, you know, tailoring or differentiating who gets what. If you can cater to those segments in your membership, identify what the segments are, tailor that member experience accordingly, then it's going to make for a much more positive member experience overall, make it more likely people will engage, because every time you talk to them, every time they access your website, you're meeting them where they are, you're talking their language, and they're not having to try and figure out, okay, is this relevant to me? Are they talking to me? Is this email for me? How do I wade through all this seemingly irrelevant information to get to what I want? You're cutting all of that aside. That makes it far more likely that people will get stuck in, that they'll do the work, they'll make the progress, they'll get results, and everybody's happy. Okay, hopefully you found that useful. If you haven't already started thinking about segmentation in your membership, or perhaps you've been segmenting your audience on a broader scale for your marketing, that's something we advocate as well, but you haven't thought about how to follow that through within your membership. Or maybe you have, maybe you've been collecting information on what segment someone's in, but you haven't really figured out how to use that info to actually tailor the member experience, then hopefully some of what I've talked about today will help give you some ideas, some direction. And of course, if you're part of Membership Academy, we have tutorials and we have resources that will help you with the practical side of this. And you can always pick my brains inside the community too, as well as through our private coaching video tool if you are a pro member and you want a bit of insight into your segmentation strategy, then we'll help you to actually figure that out and implement that into your own membership. That is it from me for this week. Hopefully you found today's episode useful. I'll be back again very soon with another installment of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.